brother. What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Earl.
All right. Are you woke?
Yeah, I'm awake. I'm doing better.
I didn't say well.
Oh, I thought you meant tired, no, considering I've been here since 5.
No, are you woke?
Woke as in, like, I don't know.
Aware of things that are going on around you.
I mean, isn't everybody?
Yeah, no, everybody's not woke.
Oh.
But, you know, you say, since you've been here, I guess at 5, man, what time you get up?
Like it. 4:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
Just come straight here.
I got up at 4:30 this morning, man, and I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I guess is the old axiom they used to use.
Yeah, I got sleep last night.
So. You don't drink coffee?
Huh?
You don't drink coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee.
No.
I don't.
That's for guys who've been around a while, you know. So I had my customary cup of coffee. I think the first thing I do is I get up, man, I make the coffee. You know, man, when I was, I guess I used to be your age. I can't even remember how long ago it was. But I never envisioned myself getting up and the first thing I do is go to make a cup of coffee.
Seriously?
That's your future, man. You look at me, man. I'm your future. You know? All of that hair on your head, lean as you are. Look at me, man. This is what you have to look forward to.
Well, I mean, I'm excited.
No, you're not excited. You're not excited. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit before we get into the show, man, about, you know, when we age, and man, I just think about my different views of things as I've aged, and you know, looking at my son, and you know. Remembering where I was mentally when I was his age of, what, 34? Somewhere around there. Let's see, he's born in 1988. What does that make him? 34?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, 34 years old. And I look at him, and things were so different for me than they were for him at 34. And it's a completely different world now for him and his generation than it was for me and my generation. And you just see how quickly things have shifted. And then I guess if we went back to my dad and his generation and how they saw the world at 34, man, the world is changing so quickly. And not always for the better. The more I look at what's happening with this is what you have to look forward to when you age. You know what it is. It's not just in the back of your head. The climate, man. How can I forget the climate? I had enough coffee. I should have been able to. But anyway. But, man, I'm just watching all over the world as temperatures are hotter than they've ever been. You're watching the droughts. You're watching things that are happening. You know they haven't happened before. And then there are people who don't want to believe in the climate change. And you got to debate and fight them and say, open your eyes. Can't you see? You've been around long enough. You know there's something going on that needs to be corrected. And then you got to have a debate. You got to have a fight with somebody about, well, it's not fossil fuels. Leave the fossil fuels alone because I love gasoline. And it's been fine. And why are you messing with it? That just being totally oblivious to all of the things that we all know are happening, and we know better, and we know that there are corporations behind all of it and their profits, and yet the average person is willing to overlook all of those things because they just don't want to believe that we should have to make any sacrifices. And that's what life really is about, is, and as we age, the older we become, the more we should realize that sacrificing for the generations that come after us is part of the responsibility of us aging. Somebody did it for us, but we baby boomers are selfish. And we have been so spoiled that we've lived the good life, and we aren't willing to make the sacrifices that our parents made and the people before and the generation before our parents made, you know, the sacrifices that they made. But because I'm of that generation, I feel like I'm in a position to chastise my generation, because we know what is taking place, man. We see it. You know, you look at what's going on in Europe right now. Never in the history of our nation has it been as hot as it, 105 to 106 degrees. So do we think that that's somehow accidental? Man, I was reading something about Australia. And what's happening there. And man, it's not coincidental. I don't care, Alaska, wherever it is, we know that something serious is happening to our planet. And you can't act like that's not occurring. And I get it, you know. We love cheap gasoline. Who is there amongst us, other than myself, who doesn't, you know, love cheap gasoline? Man, I'm driving out here every Monday through Friday, and it's good to see the gasoline prices coming down. But do I want to see even more whales? Whales being dug for gas, for oil? No, man, I don't. I want younger people who are yet to be born to have an opportunity to enjoy this world and this life, because it doesn't belong to us. It doesn't belong to baby boomers. It doesn't belong to our generation. We've had our opportunities, and now it's time for somebody after us to be able to enjoy this beautiful land, this beautiful world that we have all been born into. We did nothing to deserve what we got, meaning my generation, living the kinds of lives that we've been able to live. And now we have to do something to make sure that it's, the generations after ours get to enjoy it. We look at the water, man. Look at what's happening globally to the water and all the fresh water that was there for my generation, man. We certainly are starting to worry about it somewhat now. It's not going to by the time my generation, the last of us, breathes in the last breath of life into our bodies, whoever that last baby boomer is going to be, those things aren't going to totally change during our lifetimes, but it's after us. It's after we are gone. And those who have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren should look at it from that perspective. Well, the businesses, we've got to protect our corporations, and our corporations are the most important thing. No, they're not. Never have they been. But we live in a society because people talk about capitalism, the greatest of all the isms. You know, communism, socialism, you know, capitalism is the greatest of all. They all have their downfalls, and capitalism's is greed. And so, you know, now how much money do you really need? Now, people are talking about Elon Musk and average people talking about Elon Musk. And, oh, he's going to be the first trillionaire. Hey, Earl, are you excited Elon Musk is going to be the first trillionaire? First trillionaire. Why would I be excited about one person having $1 trillion when you've got 8 billion people on the face of the earth, and one guy has $1 trillion, and 7 billion people don't even add up to $1 trillion? Why would I be excited about that? But that's the reality of the world we live in. I'm not going to change it. You know, when I was young and idealistic, I thought I could change it because I've always had that way of thinking. But I'm no longer young and idealistic. But I still know we have to fight and correct this. So our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're listening to the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Tell me what's going on.